All right, right now on the Breakfast Club, it is the birthday forecast from Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a happy birthday to you.
Yeah, this is it, 68.
It's going to be a nice day, no rain. You'll have temperatures almost matching your age, mid-60s. 66, 67 degrees, variable cloud cover. Tonight, low 50s, partly cloudy. Cloudy Saturday, 65 to 70. Cool, sun, clouds, mid-50s Sunday. Cloudy with showers, mid-50s Monday, and showers again on Tuesday. But we could use the rain, so that is a good thing. I did a very stupid thing.
Uh-oh. You forgot to send me my birthday gift card.
Well, yes, that's true. And number two, I stayed up and watched the debate.
Oh, Pat.
So I'm very tired.
How many times do I have to tell you?
You're right. I mean, if I was undecided, I should have watched it. But I'm not undecided. And if I was undecided, it definitely would have swayed me. But I'm not going into that.
No, but didn't you? Yeah. Didn't seeing as you've already decided to watch a debate when you've already decided, don't you sit there feeling frustrated and get hot under the collar?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, you know what bothered me? And I'm not going into any specifics at all. I'm just looking at a debate, whether it's politicians, it could have been two scientists up there. It doesn't matter. A debate, a general debate, period. If that debate is because the people watching or listening have to vote, then it's important for both parties involved to present, quote, their plan. It's future. What will I do? Okay, if you put me in this position, I'm telling you right now, this is what I will do. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you tried to do in your career. What I care about is what is your plan. That's it. Forget the mudslinging. I mean, to me, that only makes a professional look unprofessional, in my opinion. You don't have to mudsling, okay? Just bring through the facts. Tell everybody, this is what I want to do. That would be like, Marshall, if you said to me, well, Pat, this nor'easter that's over North Carolina right now, it's coming up the coast, and what do you think will happen? Well, you know, Marshall, if it veers a little more toward Bermuda, I think we'll miss it. If it comes right up the coast, we're going to get a lot of snow. And if it goes inland, we'll get rain versus snow or a combination thereof. So I'm telling you, I'm projecting into the future what I think will happen. No, I'm not saying, well, you know, Marshall, when we had a nor'easter back in 1973, I predicted 6 to 10 inches of snow, and I got 9 inches. I was right on. Who cares? That's not what you're asking me. You're asking me, what is this new nor'easter going to do? I want to know the future. I want to know what to expect. Period. The end. Good night.
And I didn't watch it. I know they had the mute button for individual statements, but the mute button should be there for the whole thing. And time limits, if you're given 2 minutes, yeah, sure, you can go 2:05. I mean, that's a true debate. And also, these debates shouldn't be so wide ranging. One debate should be on domestic policy. Another one should be on your foreign policy.
You mean instead of throwing everything all at once.
And then a third one maybe on the economy, you know. That way you can delve deep in, but it's not done that way. So it's too bad. Like I said, I was a member of debate club, so true debating is a lot of fun, and it's fun to watch. Because it doesn't get personal. It's just the facts.
But that's why
I don't stay up and watch it. That's why I don't stay up and watch it.
Yeah.
And I didn't stay up and watch the Giant game last night. Why? And because I woke up this morning and I found out the Giants led the game. They were ahead by 11 points with 5 minutes to go, and they ended up losing. And the game didn't end until, I guess, after midnight. So I would have been in double trouble if I watched the debate in the Giant game. I'd be in a real bad mood this morning.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not in a bad mood, but, you know, I am tired because I stayed up. But that's the only thing I could see. I mean, I don't go for the mudslinging no matter what it is. I'm talking about, you know, whether you're a scientist, whether you're a teacher, that just doesn't accomplish anything at all. Yeah. Right now at this stage of the game, what everybody is facing, and I'm not just talking about Americans, but, you know, the whole world, we're really, really in a very, 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 I think, scary position, especially as we move into winter, you know, when they're all worried about flus. I still feel that if we all keep our masks on and we do our social distancing, that is not only going to help us with COVID, it is going to help us out tremendously with the flu, because you will not be able to spread the flu. And the fact that a lot of people are working from home now is a good thing, because they're not subjected, you know, to going to the office. Because, you know, my doctor said to me, he says, Pat, you want the flu shot? I said, no. And he looked at me, goes, you don't? I said, Dr. Jacobs, I've never gotten the flu shot. He goes, but I said, yeah, this year I know with COVID. He goes, but then again, Pat, you work out of your house, don't you? I said, yeah. He goes, okay, I respect your position. You don't want to get it, you don't have to get it, as long as you're not going in to a workplace with other people, blah, 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 blah. So that's the way I feel. I think a lot of us are being kept, you know, like you, Marshall. Where do you go from your house to the station? Back and forth, that's it.
Yeah, yeah, and occasionally I do go to a store, but then again, I want to go to get gas. I have the mask, I do the social distancing, I wear the gloves, I do all that when I have to do that. Yeah. But like the difference for this year, there's, you know, I'm not going to go out because 50% capacity at restaurants. If I want to eat dinner for my birthday and have a special dinner, then I'll order something and I'll have it delivered from the restaurant.
Good idea.
But it's just quiet. There's a whole bunch of parcel of gifts waiting here when I got in this morning, but I'm going to wait till the end of the show to open them up. There's like one, two, three, four. There's like five or six boxes and bags of gifts. So,
don't you like that?
Yeah,
I love that. I was a little disappointed this morning when I went to track my package for my weather station that I ordered. They originally said I would have it by 9 p.m. today. Now they change it to 9 p.m. on Monday.
There you go.
And I'm disappointed because I really I was looking forward to putting it up tomorrow because it's still mild.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I could spend the time that I need tomorrow, you know, getting it on the roof and the whole bit. But now it's not coming to Monday. So
who's delivering it? Is it DHL?
No, it's UPS.
UPS, okay.
UPS.
All right.
UPS. Yeah, I mean, you know, and they say it's into caucus right now.
Well, that's why it's going to be late.
I knew you were going to say that. I'm thinking to myself, well, that's only down the road. Literally.
You could go to that distribution center and get it.
If I wanted to. I mean, it's literally like 20 minutes from me, but I'm not. You know what? Let it be. If that, things sometimes work out for a good reason. If Monday's the day I'll get it, Monday is the day. And then I'll see, you know, supposed to rain Monday, showers Monday, showers Tuesday. So maybe when it begins to get a little bit better next week, that's when I'll attempt to do what I have to do.
All right. Now I don't want you to do anything strenuous this weekend. This should be an easy weekend for you.
I don't have any plans. You know, we were planning to celebrate your birthday this weekend, but because of COVID, we can't take you to the Broadway show that we wanted to take you to.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
How's that, folks? I got out of that one.
Yeah,
really
that's I would have really loved to seen that show, but hey, we'll do it next year.
That with the help of God, yes, we will. I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. You do that. You order out. You bill it to us, okay. Whatever you want, and enjoy it. And next year, then, well, you know, you're 68. In 2 years, that's when we'll really throw a party.
Yeah. We'll see.
Okay.
Hey, Pat, have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Take care, buddy. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.